You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora and welcome to The Green Desk. This week we're keeping it about as local gets here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and we're talking about local food systems and their role in building community and mitigating food waste. Yesterday I caught up with Sarah McFadden. She's just taken over the General Manager role at Kalmana Gardens in Ponsonby. The gardens are set on 4.5 acres of the Hukanui Reserve, just above Ōpōtuteka, Cox's Creek. Kalmana is a community farm that provide delicious, healthy food, and they're a place of learning and well-being for their community. They've been running for over 40 years. But I'll let Sarah tell you a little more about their kaupapa and the role of regenerative local food systems in cities like Tāmaki Makaurau. Here we are now. Could you begin by telling me when and why Kalmana Gardens began?
Yeah, of course. So it goes back quite a while. It was 1981 that the site was started. And this was by a guy called Paul Lagerstedt. He had a vision for urban kind of demonstration gardens to educate people and just to grow food in the city. And he managed to get some land from the council to do that, did a bit of initial fundraising, and then gathered a few people to help out. And so the very beginnings of Kalmana was born. So it kind of was in that form for a few years, but actually most of its life has been managed by an organization called the Framework Trust. When they were running it, it was primarily used as a therapeutic garden, supporting people facing struggles with their mental health or those with intellectual disabilities. And so, yeah, for a really big chunk of the sort of 40-odd years that Kalmana has been going, that has been what the garden has been, the main kaupapa. But then it would have been about 6 years ago, the Framework decided to stop managing the site and step back. And then it is now managed by a board of trustees. And this way that we know it now, pretty much the Kalmana Garden Community Trust was formed. And so what's changed in more recent times is that the scope of Kalmana is a lot broader. The key part of our work is still a key part of our work to offer the therapeutic program. And that's, we can see a huge amount of benefits for the people that are coming to be part of that. But we're also working more now to try and champion and demonstrate a regenerative local food system that can support climate change mitigation and address urban resilience and community well-being. So things are getting really exciting in terms of what we can do on a broader scale these days.
And just to give us a little bit of a picture, I guess, of what we're talking about, could you talk me through what the farm looks like on a map and how it's structured today?
Of course, yeah. There is a great photo, there's some great aerial photos on our website, which shows it really beautifully, and it is quite a sight to behold. It's been really beautifully designed. Predominantly, it's kind of the main hub of the site is a bit like a kitchen garden, kind of influenced by the permaculture design process. And it's got, so you can picture it as kind of lots of small beds kind of clustered around some central buildings. They're planted with an array of veggies and herbs and flowers. So it's a beautiful combination of flowering things and then food to sustain us. There's a food forest, so a bit more of a wild area with fruit trees, with perennial herbs, companion plants that support that. And that's also where we grow some of our annual crops like pumpkins and potatoes. And then we have some paddocks. So the paddocks have always been a part of the site, mostly just used for grazing livestock. But we haven't always had the time to do more with the paddocks. And so recently, the last year, we were doing a big crowdfunding campaign, which was amazing, super successful, and great to get lots of support from our community. And so there we're developing a new market garden, and we're going to increase our vegetable production, plant many, many, many more trees, and integrate sheep and chickens in that area. So we're excited to see that taking shape and helping, yeah, the what the site can offer expand even more.
Let's talk about that a little bit, the interaction with the community and the community kaupapa of the farm. What benefit does a community garden bring compared with like a veggie plot in your backyard?
Yeah, well, we just see the social side of it as so integral. We think it has to be both people and environment, and that those two boxes together are such an important, connection. And we shouldn't think of them as separate either. One of the things that we often see when in spaces like Kamana and other community garden spaces and urban farms is when people come here, you can witness the big part of the joy and fulfillment that they experience related to the community side, feeling part of something, having a place that they belong to. And it's just such a nice opportunity for people to, from all walks of life, to come together where we can learn from each other and share knowledge and help each other out, all that kind of thing. So that's a really amazing thing to witness and see the support that comes from the community. I mean, growing a home is also great, like definitely an advocate for that big time. And of course, a lot of what we do is the education side and supporting people to do that. And I suppose when people are doing that, one of the great benefits is that you're producing your and growing your own food in your backyard. You're sourcing some food as local as you possibly can, as local and close to your kitchen as you possibly can. Mm. So yeah, but I think doing that with others offers a little bit more. It sort of brings that sense of collaboration and sharing. And yeah, that I think we need more of that in our societies. So there's a lot of positivity on that side.
Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about some of those education initiatives that you run at the farm?
So there's quite a few things going on. We're a busy place. We have school groups coming in quite regularly, different community groups as well. We can run workshops for businesses and other groups. We do a lot of workshops. So this is sort of primarily to the general public, I suppose, usually on the weekends. And those are mostly focused about giving people the opportunity to learn some of these skills for themselves. Mostly those workshops are about like food production, cooking, composting, those kind of topics. Then we have the volunteering. So people can come in twice a week. We have set volunteering days. And there's a bit of, some of those are like more of a drop-in in nature. And then more recently, we launched a program called Farm Hands, which is a more structured volunteering opportunity. And so people come one day a week for 16 weeks and they learn a bit more around the market gardening side of things and the food production side of things. So that's a great opportunity to upskill people who are interested in more of a deep dive in that area. And then, yeah, we have our therapeutic gardening program continuing as well. And that's more on a drop-in basis as well.
You mentioned at the beginning a space like Kalmana building urban resilience. Could you perhaps talk me through what urban resilience means for listeners that aren't familiar with the term and then how the gardens do that?
Sure, yeah. So I guess in a broad sense, it's a bit, I'm certainly not an expert, but it's in a broad sense, it's about making our cities more sustainable. And you know, that those words resilience and sustainable can be a bit of a confusing, you know, language. What we can speak to, I suppose, is the food part of that. And so that links with our intentions to hope to see and be part of the change in transforming our food system. And I suppose that's kind of broadly speaking one that is more considerate and respectful and caring for people and planet. Yeah, we particularly on taking care of the whenua and building healthy soils, one that doesn't rely on loads of synthetic inputs and that can create meaningful and sustainable jobs for people. Those kind of things, bringing those into cities more as well is great and definitely part of that urban resilience piece. So we kind of see this as farms like Kalmana can be a bit of a vision for a better food future. So it's more humans, it's more community centered, it's more human scale, there's diversity, it's ecologically regenerative, and farming is about like nourishment and not just commodity and money exchange. So imagining having, you know, many more farms in cities that give people an opportunity to source produce locally and growing in this manner as well is a really important part of that. So yeah, if we had more of these in cities where the majority of our populations reside, then we're definitely building the resilience of those cities and that we can supply some of the food ourselves and we're not requiring it to be shipped in from all over the world or other parts of the country.
Yeah, and I guess you've just spoken to this a little bit, but obviously food waste is one of our huge contributors to climate change. Is there anything you want to speak to specifically about what regenerative local food systems do in terms of mitigating climate change?
Yeah, it's a complicated one with waste. There's so many aspects of it, and waste can happen in lots of different parts of the food system. Like it happens on farms, it happens during our long transportation systems, it happens on supermarket shelves, and of course it even happens with people at home, you know, in people's kitchens, not being able to use all the food that they might buy. So one thing is that is probably the most obvious thing is by shortening the supply chain with supplying food more locally, that's helping to reduce the food waste, but also having the close relationship with our customers. We have a more secure market for our produce, and so none of it is going to waste in the fields. We always know that there's going to be someone there to buy it. You know, we are still growing on a smaller scale, so it's less like some of those massive farmers who have, you know, fields worth of pumpkins or broccoli or whatever, and if something changes in their supply chain, then it's much harder for them to find an alternative home for their produce. But yeah, having that close relationship with customers is really important. And then there's the composting factor as well. So we run a program called Soil Factory, which is a composting service, and we're collecting our nearby community's food waste via an e-bike, and then we put it into our hot composting system, which breaks it down really well. So by doing something like that as well, we're looking at how we can use what would be like food scraps from the city and keeping that material out of landfills and avoiding the methane that would be created if it's released under those circumstances. Yeah, and then what we get out of it is this fantastic compost that can contribute back into the garden again, which is a really fantastic thing to see, that sort of that circle being closed in a sense.
And you've just taken on this role as general manager. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your favorite thing about being part of the gardens, and I guess like your personal hope for the future?
Yeah, I've been passionate about these types of improvements in our system, in our food system, for a long time, and so that's really what drives me in this work. I've been working in the food sector and sort of sustainable urban farming, community farming kind of spaces for a good number of years now, and that passion kind of and interest comes from that desire to see that change and to contribute to that where I can helpfully, but also a recognition that food is such an essential role in building community and like connecting people with their environment. And it's a beautiful thing to be part of, really. So now what's kind of exciting for us at this point that I happen to be joining is, like, over the past 6 years, Kalmana have kind of built the capacity of the organization. And so we're at this next phase of development to do more development of the paddocks, produce more food, bring more people onto the site. We've really got some good goals and some good strategy and direction that we can hopefully bring to fruition soon. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to be part of that now, and that we sort of at Kalmana we have this opportunity to demonstrate like that this kind of model of farming and community together can work in the heart of New Zealand's biggest city.
And what advice would you give to listeners who are keen to get involved in Kalmana, if they're sort of in central Auckland or in their own local or community gardens?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, local and convenient to you is great. So maybe you don't want to trek across town if you live on the other side of Auckland from Ponsonby. But certainly if you do have some time and you are keen to learn some of these skills and just meet some like-minded people, then coming along to one of our volunteer sessions, or you can come and buy veggies from us in our shop. It's open on Wednesdays from 10 till 4 and Saturdays from 9 till 12. And yeah, working alongside each other people and growing together is really great. I think it's so empowering to be able to grow your own food. So even just learning a little bit of knowledge in that realm to resource yourself can be pretty transforming. Doing something at home in their own gardens, we just really encourage people to give it a try, to start small. Don't try and do everything at once. Don't be put off by failure, because there will be a few failures probably. You know, trial and error is just a big part of it. But even if you can grow a few things, like a few herbs that will help add flavor to your cooking, then that's an amazing resource to have at home, like all year round.
That was Kalmana Gardens General Manager Sarah McFadden speaking with me about regenerative local food systems on this week's episode of The Green Desk. Thanks so much, Sarah, for that kōrero. Hopefully you all learned something about local city farms and are feeling a little inspired to go and plant some herbs in your backyard. That's us for the Green Desk for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Mā te wā.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.